Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Star's Conversations, go ahead and head over to YouTube now and subscribe to the channel. I do go live every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And if it changes, I will let you guys know in the community tab. But as of right now, as of today, November 4th, 2025, it is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. through 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so I wanted to do this video, or this podcast, I should say, because I just think that it's going to be so beneficial to the listeners that hear it. And I asked God, like, God, should I do it? Should I not? Should I say, is it just for me? Is it a testimony? Just help me, Lord. So he gave me the release to go ahead and record this. So I'm going to do that now. So I do believe this is a very prophetic word, because I've seen it happen in my life, and it can happen in yours as well if you believe God, if you trust Him and you obey Him. I believe this word is for people who are in their wilderness and people who have been obedient to God and been faithful to Him. Your time is coming. And so I don't want to sound like a cliche of, you know, your time is coming, your time is now. But I do feel that the Lord is telling His people who have been diligent in serving Him, who have been faithful and being obedient to His word, that He sees it, He knows it, and you will be rewarded. That's what His word says. If we do not get tired of well-doing at just the right time, we will reap the harvest. And so I am currently reaping that harvest slowly but surely. And I want to send a word out of encouragement, a prophetic word to the children of God who have been obedient, who have been faithful to His word. And I believe God wants me to do that. So I want to start off with the dream I had. So the dream that I had about a month ago, honestly, I was walking into this country club, and it was a very fancy country club, and it had all these people in there, but these people were wicked. So even though that they have money, they have status, they have prestige or whatever, these people were very wicked. Their hearts were wicked. And I was walking into this country club. And so it was the affluent who were there. And this, they were looking at me like very smug, like, what is she doing here? And so as I was walking through this country club, the lady at the front desk was like, you cannot be here. You're not allowed here. And I said, listen, I'm just here to get my things. And once I get my things, I'm leaving. And so she just looked at me and I continued to walk. And so as I continued to walk and grab my things, I go into this room and I grab a phone and I grab like a small bag. So the phone, I had, you know, like a smartphone, and then I grabbed this bag, this like a little bag, and it maybe had like some microchips in there. And so as I grabbed the bag and my phone, another lady appeared. It seems as if she appeared out of nowhere. She appeared and she says, you need to follow me once you get all your things. So I said, okay. And at first I said, why? I could just walk out the way that I came. And she said, no, you can't do that. You have to follow me. So I said, okay. And so I began to follow her. And I began to follow her. We were walking through this big country club again. So you see people gambling. You see like a restaurant. It's very fancy. But again, the atmosphere is very dark. It's very wicked. In hindsight, what the Lord showed me, that these were demonic spirits. And so as we're walking through this country club slash casino, we get outside. And so when we get outside, it's like this big golf course, right? Miles and miles of this golf course, and it has hills and everything. And so as we're walking outside, the lady, which now that I know was my angel, she turns to me and she says, when I begin to run, you need to run after me and run as fast as you can. And I said, what? She said, yes, you need to run as fast as you can because they're getting ready to release the dogs, and the dogs are very vicious. And if the dogs get a hold of you, it's going to tear you into shreds. And I said, wait a minute. And so after she tells me that, she turns back around and she's walking real fast. And so I'm walking fast behind her. And so then she begins to run. She just out of here. And so she's running and I'm running as fast as I can. And so I'm like, my mind is saying, I'm getting ready to fall because I cannot run any faster. And she's running so fast that she's like maybe 5,000 feet ahead of me. That's how fast she's running. And so I'm trying to catch up and I'm running as fast as I can. And I feel that I'm getting ready to fall. And so when I feel that I'm getting ready to fall, these dogs are released and these dogs are vicious. They have like canine, big teeth. They're barking. You know, they were very ferocious, as you would say. And so I'm like, oh no, the dogs are getting ready to catch up with me and I cannot run any faster. Matter of fact, I feel as though I'm getting ready to fall. And so when I said that, it seems as if, I just got a burst of energy and my legs began to run faster and I began to catch up with the lady who told me to run. And so as I began to catch up with her, now I can run as fast as she is and I can almost touch, or I can rest my hand on her shoulder. That's how fast she was running and that's how fast I was able to catch up to her. And so when she feels my hand touches her shoulder, like, wait for me, she hops over this fence. And so then I hop over the fence. And so when she hops over the fence and I hop over this fence, we stand there and she's like waiting on me. She doesn't say anything. And then I turn around and I look and I see these dogs barking. And so there's other people that's on the golf course that are running, but they're still running on the golf course. So these dogs are catching up with these people and they're ripping down to shreds. And so I turned to her. I said, we can't just leave them here. And she didn't say anything. I said, I have to get something to distract them. And so what I did was some bacon appeared in my hand. And so I'm throwing the bacon over the fence. So it distracts the dogs and the dogs come to the fence and they're eating the bacon. But I'm saying to myself, this is only going to hold them back for so long. Maybe if I lace this with laxative and it will hurt the dog's stomach, and then the people can hop over the fence like we did and they will be in safety. And so then I start to see I have bacon that was laced with the laxative. And so I'm throwing this bacon that's laced with the laxative over the fence. So the dogs are coming and they're eating up this bacon. And as soon as they eat the bacon, the dogs have to lay down because their stomach is cramping. They cannot go any further because it's laced with laxative. And so the people were able to escape. And so while the people are able to escape the chasing of the dogs, there were only a few people who did what we did, which was hop over the fence to where we were at, where it was safety. But majority of the people, they kept running on the field. And I looked and I said, why do they keep running on the golf course? Because the golf course is still the enemy's property. So even if you're running on the golf course, if you do not jump over this fence to the side of safety, is only going to slow down the enemy. Once this laxative wears off on these dogs, they're going to chase you and they're going to catch up with you and they're going to tear you to shreds. Why didn't they hop over the fence like we did? They're just running around in circles. Even if you try to hide in some type of shed or anything, these dogs will find you. The only escape is to hop over the fence where we're at to be at a place of safety. But if you stay on that side of the golf course, you might be able to get a head start on the dogs chasing you because they're too sick or they're being delayed right now. But the owner, the enemy, the owner of this golf course is just going to release some more dogs and you're going to be destroyed. Right. And so I woke up and I'm like, Lord, what in the world was that? And so as I began to meditate, and it took like a week or so before the Lord really just opened up what that dream meant. And now it's my birthday month. And so the Lord reminded me of a promise that he gave me years ago. And it's based off of Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4. It's about entering into God's rest. How can we enter into God's rest? And how we enter into God's rest is by being obedient to his word. And so before he gave me the Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, or reminded me of that, he reminded me of a word that he gave me in Genesis chapter 15 verses 1 through 11. But more specifically concerning this topic that I'm speaking about, verse 1, God tells Abram, because he wasn't Abraham yet, he tells Abram that, do not be afraid. I am your shield, your reward, meaning your reward for your obedience will be great. And so I was like, oh, thank you, Lord, because that verse, even though I was reading it for these past few weeks, that verse number one really stood out to me at that time, because the Lord was saying your reward for your obedience will be great. So I just took it and I ran with it, like, thank you, Lord, because he had previously gave me a word in that same chapter, verse 15, 1 through 11, is do not allow the enemy to steal your sacrifice. And so as he gave me that word months ago, and I was going to, going over that word basically to make a video of don't allow the devil to steal your sacrifice. I actually posted it on TikTok the first time that I got it. So that was around like July that I posted that. And so the Lord was still, teaching me, in that word that he gave me. And so, fast forward, when he was saying to me, go back to Genesis chapter 15, and verse 1 really stood out to me just in this past few weeks, that I will reward you because of your obedience. And so I took the word and I ran with it, but I still wasn't settled with it. And so I went back and I read it again. And so then I go down to verse 2 of Genesis chapter 15. And the Lord began to say, when Abram asked, well, what would my reward be? And so as I read that, the Lord said, you didn't even ask me what your reward would be. And I said, I didn't. I just took it and ran with it. And so I began to ask the Lord, what would my reward be? And so the Lord has just been really showing himself strong. And so then he reminded me of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. Even though I was reading it last week, I didn't put together like, oh, this is the scripture he gave me about 7 to 8 years ago entering into his rest. And so as I was reading it yesterday, the day before yesterday, the Lord was saying that now you have entered into my rest. So when you read Hebrews chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 4, it's talking about believing God and obeying his word. It says, do not be like Israel. Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart, and don't be like Israel when they rebelled in the wilderness. And so when we're in the wilderness, we're learning to obey and trust God. And so when the Lord revealed it or opened up my eyes to it, he says, now you have entered my rest. And the reason why I have entered into his rest, because I live a life of obedience. And so for those of you who follow me on YouTube and TikTok, the Lord gave me a message about a year ago, and he says obedience would give you the territory. And then he said he's going to make a clear distinction between who was his people and who were not his people. And so now fast forward, we are here a year later, and the Lord has said that your obedience has given you the territory. The Lord has opened up so many doors in my life that I don't even have time to explain it. I have entered into his rest, right? And so before that, I was like, Lord, what do you mean to enter into your rest? It wasn't really clear to me. It's like, I know I have to be obedient. I know I have to believe, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3 that Israel was unbelieving. Their hearts always turned away from God. And so the Lord would ask me, he would ask me, where is your heart? And I could not answer that. But today I can confidently say that my heart is towards the living God, that my heart is postured towards him, that my heart is surrendered to him, that I believe the word of God over and above everything that I see, feel, or hear. His word is true. I have entered into his rest. And so I thank God for that. And so I want to encourage anyone who is listening that if you are a child of God, you have been obedient, you have prayed, you have fasted, you have kept your face like a stone that you may not sin against him. You have kept your face like a flint that you may do his will. The Lord says your reward will be great because of your obedience. For you did not get tired of well doing, and just at the right time, you will reap the harvest. That is what the Lord is saying. So because of your obedience, because you serve him so faithfully, remember Daniel in the lion's den, Darius the Mede, King Darius. He said to Daniel, may the God whom you serve so faithfully, may he be able to rescue you. Daniel chapter 6. And when King Darius woke up the next morning, he ran out to the lion's den and he yelled out, Daniel, servant of the living God, was the God who you serve so faithfully, was he able to rescue you? Long live the king. That's what Daniel replied. God was able to rescue him despite him being thrown in the lion's den. So you might be saying that I am in the lion's den, I am in the burning fire. But let me remind you, for those who are the servant of the Most High God, you will come out the fire unbound and unharmed. Those who are servants of the Most High God, you will come out the lion's den without a scratch upon you, because your reward will be great because of your obedience. This is what the Lord is saying. Obedience gives you the territory. That is what God is saying. So I want to encourage you to keep walking, keep praying, keep believing, keep being obedient. God sees all and he knows all, and your reward will be great. Okay, that is all I have to say. I hope this has blessed you. I pray that it has blessed you. I pray that it has encouraged you to continue to surrender yourself to God, to continue to search your heart, to continue to say, Lord, make me more like you. Search my heart to see if there's any wicked way inside of me, so I may be holy and pure just as you are. Make me into your image, for you are the potter and I am the clay. Mold me in the matter that you want me to mold. I will say yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to all things that you have me to do. My answer is yes and amen. And when you have a heart posture of surrender, of being a person after God's own heart, he will reward you. That is the word that the Lord wanted me to give you today. Have a beautiful day. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. And I will talk to you guys there. Goodbye.